If after the manner of men I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what does it profit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil companionship corrupt good morals. 1 Corinthians 15:32-33. If you research a man by the name of Roy Benavides, who received the Congressional Medal of Honor from President Reagan, you'll be awakened to the sacrifices made by many in the armed forces. There's a great deal to learn from Mr. Benavides' military career, where he spent some time in travel after it was over, speaking to various groups, organizations, schools, and establishments of higher education, telling his story. After telling his story, within his concluding remarks to the young, was this statement: bad habits and bad company will ruin you. The truth of which is manifested in the lives of many a man that was brought to ruin as a result of bad habits and bad company. On the other hand, good morals and righteous company will bring blessings. With this in mind, we want to consider just a few habits, if you will, that we can make a part of our lives. One, serve God and others. Jesus said, after washing the feet of his disciples, "For I have given you an example, that ye also should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, neither one that is sent greater than him that sent him. If ye know these things, blessed are ye if ye do them." John 13:15-17. Two, control your thoughts. Solomon said concerning a wicked ruler, "For as he thinketh within himself, so is he." And the Apostle Paul likened the Christian's warfare to casting down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being in readiness to avenge all disobedience. 2 Corinthians 10:5-6. Three, avoid sin. The Apostle Peter, quoting the psalmist, said, "For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. And let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." 1 Peter 3:10-11. Four, learn to be content. The Apostle Paul, in considering the trials of his life, said, "I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things have I learned the secret both to be filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to be in want. I can do all things in him that strengthens me." Philippians 4:12-13. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run, that ye may attain. And every man that striveth in the games exerciseth self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run as not uncertainties, so fight I as not beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected." 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Whatever habits you decide to take up in your life, make sure they're for the benefit of you. As Paul said, godliness is profitable for this life, but also for that which is to come. And we have a choice. What will you choose today?